The Torah tells us in Parshas Bo, Umantia Torah Hashem Beficha. Parshas Bo, Pasuk Perik Yud Gimel, Pasuk Tes. So the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Ches Amad Aleph, 108a, learns out from the word Umantia Torah Hashem Beficha. The words of the Torah have to be in your mouth. What are we going on, Beficha? So the Gemara says in Shabbos, that means min ha-mutter b'ficha. It has to be made from something which is permitted in your mouth. Normally we know when we eat something, it has to be kosher. But the Gemara is telling me, a chiddush, and not only if you're eating, you're not eating it, but if you want to use it on the tefillin, it has to come from something which is kosher. It must come from a min b'hema tahora. So therefore, the cloth, the parchment, must be written on Uhukshu Mekshayo or Behema Tahora Bovad. Therefore, the boxes on the tefillin has to come from the skin of a kosher animal. So that's the halacha, that's the gemara. That's all agree to that. The shayla is, how far does this go? So the Noah de Yehuda discusses, the son of Noah de Yehuda, of they talk about shellac, but let's say using oils from non-kosher fish to make the straps look shinier. You want to use oils from non-kosher fish or non-kosher substance, and you want to do is you want to make it look nicer, shinier. So what is the story? We just said you need min hamutter b'ficha. And we know, as well, we have Akasha, because the chilazon came, that's a discussion, let's say the chilazon came from worms. All worms are in kosher. And yet the chilazon was used on the big year kahuna for the different parts of the Mishkan, and it's used on the tzitzis. So why don't we say, you can't use the chilazon because you need min hamutter b'ficha. So, apparently we see the cloud that coloring is lav milsahi. In other words, since the wall itself, where you're putting the tchelos, the budai on, and you're permitted to put in your mouth, you're permitted to eat, therefore lacha permits you to color the wall, even from a non-kosher animal, because the color isn't considered significant in halacha. Therefore, we're not worried about coloring as long as the object itself, like the wall, so too, he's not worried about the tefillin. He's saying, since it comes from Or Behema Tahora, you could use the shellac. Because, number one, coloring doesn't make a difference. And secondly, no Dibihuda writes that even if you consider coloring a problem, but here, it's just, all you're doing is making it look nicer. You're just doing it to add beauty, to make it shine better. In other words, it's not, the turn out to be black. The black color originates from something kosher. He therefore says that a person could use non-kosher sources to make an attractive shine on the tefillin. So there are two reasons why the Noah de Yehuda says you could use from non-kosher fish, but the oil to make on top of the kosher tefillin, either because coloring doesn't count as anything significant, or for another reason, that since the black color, which is the essence of the tefillin, comes from a kosher animal. So too, we don't have to worry about the oils. They're just there. They're like a tefillin. They're only like a side point, but it's not a problem regarding the tefillin.